We moved into the house on Howard Street when I was 6 years old. And I can still remember what the place looked like when we moved in. I remember the large spruce tree at the corner of the driveway. I remember the empty attic at the top of the house, great for exploring. I remember the deluxe blue shag carpeting in my new bedroom. And the huge world map that covered one whole wall of the dining room. The missionaries who used to own the house would be shocked, I'm sure, but one of the first things my mother did after closing was to tear that old map down. It all seems like only yesterday. And now, more than 30 years later, my parents have sold the old family homestead and have moved into a condominium closer to the edge of town. Surely it was a sensible decision made with a view to the future. My parents are thinking more about retirement these days. They wanted a simpler place to live with less maintenance and fewer stairs. It makes all of the sense in the world. But it still means that when I go back to Wheaton, Illinois this week, I won't exactly be going home. I will miss that old house, even with all of its limitations. For some strange reason, it was built sideways on the lot, which meant that people always came in through the kitchen door and never through what was really the front door. It had a long, straight driveway with a very sharp turn at the end. Probably explains why I crushed the back door of our old Pontiac Catalina against the pillar of the carport when I was learning how to drive. And then there were all of the little things that my mother never really liked about the place. The way that the living room really overlapped with the dining room. The narrow stairs that led down to the family room. But it was still our home. And after 32 years, all of the memories come crowding back. I remember the hot smell of the radiators on a cold winter's night. The cool water from the Dixie cups in the downstairs bathroom. The family height chart written in pencil on the back of the kitchen door. And I remember sitting around the kitchen table with my sisters eating cinnamon toast and drinking hot chocolate after evening church. And then I think about all the important things that happened at 1118 North Howard Street. Really, the two most important decisions I ever made were made right there at that address, both of them on my knees. It was under the window in my old bedroom that I prayed to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It was down in the family room that I knelt down and asked Lisa Maxwell to become my wife, which, in fact, she did want to. There really is no place like home. And now, deep down, I know that I can never go back. Oh, I can drive down Howard Street again. I can see the old neighborhood. Maybe some later homeowner would invite me to come inside and see the old place. But it will never be the same. Never again will I lie in my bedroom on a hot summer night and listen to the cicadas in the elm trees. Never again will I hear my mother squeal her tires around the corner of the driveway or go down the street to play capture the flag with the kids at the end of the street or sit around the old kitchen table or have a fire in the living room or see the spotlight on the falling snow in the backyard. And I am sad about these things. Not so much for the house itself, but for all the life that we lived there, the days that are gone and will never come again. But I am not without consolation, because I know that I will never really be at home until I am at home with Jesus. Now, it is good to make ourselves at home wherever we happen to live. I think, for example, of the virtuous woman praised in Proverbs 31, in part because she makes her house a home for her family. And yet the Bible also reminds us not to make ourselves so at home in this world that we lose our longing for heaven. Thus, there is always something provisional about our present lodgings. We will not be living here forever. Soon we will be leaving. And therefore, we should never treat our homes as if they were our final destination. This is one of the sad realities of living in a fallen world, always moving from one home to another until finally we leave this world completely behind. And what makes this so painful is that God has given our hearts a deep longing to be at home. And thus you might say that we go through this life always homesick for a place that we've never been, the place where Jesus lives. But God has also promised that by faith we will go there in the end and never have to leave. Surely one of the most precious promises in the Gospels is the one that Jesus gave His beloved disciples. He said, "Believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to Myself, that where I am, you may be also." There is a name for the place where Jesus has promised to bring us. It is called home. And no matter what other houses we have loved and lost, one day we will come to see that there is no home on earth like the home that God has for us in heaven. And when we get there, I am sure we will say, there's no place like home.